This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Polls now put Trump's general support at hardly 33%, a new historic low for a modern president. Gallup and Marist polls have found his support slipping even among the hardcore with self-identified strong Republicans, now only supporting him 79% of the time as opposed to 91% in June. Study by the Brookings Institute finds significant gender disparities among those who have left the workforce. Women with a high school education or less represented overwhelmingly the largest share of labor force non-participation, the study found, at 8 million people, compared to only 4.2 million for their male counterparts. 13-year-old pact between Canada and the U.S. requires asylum seekers to demand refuge in the first country of the two in which they arrive. The estimated number of displaced people worldwide, 65.6 million last year, is the highest since the aftermath of World War II. The Mexican Soccer Federation has racked up more than $100,000 in penalties from FIFA, their governing body, for ignoring homophobic chants of fans. Twitter estimates at least 27 million accounts are probably false. Research suggests the real number is closer to 48 million false accounts. Americans have adopted more than 350,000 children from abroad since 1940, according to the Adoptee Rights Campaign. It wasn't until 2000 that they were granted automatic citizenship. Trump now says he opposes the removal of Confederate statues in the country as an affront to history and tradition. Pressure continues to increase and now includes the fact that 10 military bases are named after Confederate generals, including three of the largest, Fort Bragg in North Carolina, Fort Hood in Texas, and Fort Benning in Georgia. The idea of a carbon tax, fees for greenhouse gas emissions, dates to the 1920s when the British economist Arthur Pigou observed that some goods like alcohol or pollution had social costs that society ended up paying for. Three prominent young leaders of Hong Kong's democracy movement were sentenced to 6 to 8 months in prison for conduct that contravened the law. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.